You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
In today's episode of Old and the Restless, Joe Biden seems to have the closest shot at getting the cable turned on in his name at the White House. He's just 17 electoral votes away, while Donald Trump files 3 lawsuits with the People's Court in Pennsylvania, Michigan, in Georgia. Stop the vote. Stop counting those votes. Stop counting those votes. A group of protesters said outside of Detroit Vote Counting Bureau, black people of every size, shape, and manner came outside and said, "Y'all go home." Meanwhile, coronavirus cases surge and a record 86,532 were added on to an already staggering number. Whose fault is this?
Might be Victor Nuland's fault.
I guess if they stop counting the votes, there'll be no votes. In the same logic as if we stop testing for coronavirus cases, there'll be no cases.
It's the same thought, Chay. I thought the same thing. Seriously.
Fam.
It's crazy. Chay, this is the most insane, corrupt situation I've ever seen in my life. You're trying to protest people counting legal votes.
In direct opposition to the tenets, the principles of which this country was founded on, one person, one vote.
What is wrong with these people? You got people in Arizona showing up to the place where they count the votes at, armed, because it's open carry in Arizona. But they gotta shut it down now because you idiots won't let them do their jobs. And it's both, it ain't just it's Republicans and Democrats counting these votes with people overwatching them. So what are we doing?
In Atlanta, the room is filled with not only vote counters, but every media. So I'm going to do the old slipperoo,
right?
While all these cameras, right, are rolling.
The lady who's in charge, I forgot her name, in Arizona, she said there's cameras everywhere. Is this what we have come to? Yes, we've come to this, obviously. This is the most preposterous thing I've ever seen in my life. Rudy Giuliani,
now he come needs on to sounding sit down. Crazy. I saw Borat. Sir,
fam,
have several
on,
seats
dog.
And keep your pants
for
zipped
real.
Up.
Like, because you was trying to get it in with Borat.
That
you
was so, like, disgusting.
Like, come on, man. What is going on? What, people are insane. Do you think if it was the other way around that this would happen?
Well, first of all, I think that that's one of the flaws in the armor of the Democratic Party. They're not willing to go low. And sometimes, you know, and I hate to say this because I'm one of those people, too, who's like, look, you don't got to worry about that. But when you dealing, you know, somebody playing dirty pool, like, you got to.
But somebody, Shay, somebody got to uphold the democracy in this country. You got to uphold some type of moral standard.
He's just, Joe Biden is really just ignoring everything right now, and he's trying to focus on the American people, saying that we've got to come together, and because it looks like this is going to happen for him. So, you know, this is just a, you know, last ditch effort as the ship is going down, when, you know, you get to telling the band to start playing on the Titanic, and they get to playing, and then folk get to hugging their loved one.
Well, we got a little exit song for 45.
Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go?
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the mid-70s today. Plenty of sunshine. Right now you're clear, 52 in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Kylie Jenner hit up social media on election night to announce that her Kindle collection had been restocked.
We don't care. We got better things to think about, fam.
That's what her fans were saying online. So she tweeted, "Happy birthday, sister. The Kindle collection restocks tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time for the last time, including signed PR kits only on KylieCosmetic.com.
Made me want to throw up.
You go, girl.
And so folk was like, "Hey, yo, Kylie, read the room for once."
I'm just thinking that. My Lord.
Another person said, "Did you really just tweet about your business? I don't know if you're aware, but there is an election tonight."
"Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president."
"Hi, guys."
"They got Beyonce."
Hey, yo, I'm going to keep this voice going for this one.
All right.
Aunt Becky is down bad in prison, Brian.
Oh, Lord.
According to U.S. Weekly. Well, they didn't use those exact words. That would be my assessment of what they really said. The quote from Us Weekly says, "Lori really went into prison strong. She had faith in the support of her family. But the first few days and the road ahead are daunting." They say that she is a, quote, wreck. If you remember, she's serving her time for her role in the college admissions scandal, where she paid folk to take tests and stuff for her daughters to get them into college. Aunt Becky's real name, of course, is Lori Loughlin.
You do the crime, you do the time. Moving on.
Is Chelsea Handler trying to get back with her ex 50 Cent?
Damn! Move that old thing back.
During an interview on Drew Barrymore's podcast, the comedian hinted that she may be interested in getting back with 50. Ew. You got a clip of that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. "I may have to get back together with 50 Cent at this point because I promised him that we spoke the other night and I said jokingly, like, I'm ready to get back together or possibly go for another spin."
So they was really with each other?
Oh, yeah. They were together for real. He came on her show and pulled her during his segment. I saw it. Then after that, it was order popping. But you know the old saying? Once you go black, you'll never go back.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
The only problem is 50 Cent dating model Cuban Link right now.
Oh, yeah. She ain't got no chance.
I don't know.
She ain't got no chance.
What they say? The older the berry? No.
Nah. I don't know what type of berry you talking about. Oh, man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Ryan, I don't know why you don't ever let Shay DJ. You wake up playing this old school music. Maybe I had to throw up and shit when you were playing that music. But you need to give Shay a chance to DJ. I want to see what she got because you play the same songs over and over again. It's time for the ladies to pop out.
So first you said I play the old stuff. And then you
said
you
play
the same
stuff.
Yeah,
you was like, you mad about playing some way back stuff, go back in the day. I mean, I don't even know that song.
Hey, Miss Cindy, read the room, all right? We dealing in some serious situations right now. And I felt like Marvin Gaye, Inner City Blues, is appropriate for what's going on right now. And I think you
but
need to reset yourself.
You're not even
yourself.
That old to talk about you want to take it back. You're not even that old.
I don't care. I can't appreciate it.
I mean, you can appreciate it, but that don't make me feel like I'm that old. When that song came out, I feel racist and everything when it came out. I felt like slashing tires.
The lyrics to that song still apply to 2020, even though it was made in the early to mid 70s. Period.
Why are you arguing with Miss Cindy?
I got time today. I ain't got nothing else to do, so what's popping? You know what I'm saying?
Don't use my word on me, though.
Get out of here, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm
if you wanna act up. Ay, I'm popping in a school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a fact lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind. With Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. Look for highs in the mid-70s today. Plenty of sunshine right now. You are clear 52 in Blue Springs.
A new rule from the Consumer Financial Bureau will allow debt collectors to now make up to 7 phone calls per week. And this is new, Brian. Unlimited social media contacts.
No. Are you serious?
How do you feel about Sears hitting you up on Twitter?
I don't want that. First off, they're going to get blocked if that happens. All right, my block button is strong. Sears, financial aid, whoever. Don't come at me with none of that.
I say good luck finding folks. I just took a cursory look at my Facebook friends list. And these are real screen names folk on my page, Brian.
Let me hear it.
Kayla Domblock, KK.
Hey, 10th Street.
Harpo, who this woman? How you gonna find her off of your application?
She put her location on there. She from the dime block.
Young Steno. What that is?
I don't know what that is.
Did he put that on something that you got records for?
Probably not.
Cam Miss Keeper. White. How you finding her? She kept, sir. P to the Izze. Spell Izzay. Damn. That's my cousin in real life. His name is Patrice Wiggins. How you gonna find him out of P to the Izze?
That the one to be dressing in Elmo suits and dancing at kids'
yes,
parties.
Yes, it is. And he's a corrections officer.
My dog. Get it how you can.
So, Gabriel do the dash. Mm. That's my uncle.
Oh, he's speeding.
Yeah. How you gonna find him with do the dash?
No. Good luck catching him.
And this one, this is the best one yet. V, say it to my face, queen.
No, that's right.
That's my mother.
You was acting all tough and hardcore.
That would be your mama, huh? Oh, Lord. Well, Shay, you know, one thing that sticks out during this political season is that we need to educate ourselves just a little bit more about the Electoral College. We're going to do just that right here on The Morning Grind with Michelle Wiley from Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet. That conversation is on the way at 7:09.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
What I've learned during this election cycle is that we need more understanding of how the political process works. Mm-hmm. A lot of conversation about the Electoral College, what it means, why we have it. And if there's a way for us to actually do away with it. We're talking with Michelle Wiley, a Politico, worked on several campaigns locally and nationally. She's also the founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, a nonpartisan organization that just helped to get the Crown Act passed in Kansas City.
Good morning, Michelle. Good to have you on this morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Shane. I hope y'all doing well this morning with everything in flux at this point.
We're doing okay, but we want to engage you on what this Electoral College is all about. Some folks are saying that Joe Biden has 253, some are reporting 264. We know that the path to the White House, the magic number is 270.
Yes. So that number, that 270, is the number of Electoral College votes that a presidential nominee has to gain in order to be then voted president by the Electoral College. And that 270 represents 50% or more, an absolute majority of the entirety of electoral votes. So in total, there are 538 electors from each state. And the 538 electors are selected by the number, for each state, are selected by the number of congressional representatives that each state has. So for instance, Kansas has 6 Electoral College votes because there are 6 members of the congressional delegation from Kansas. Missouri has 10. And so when you look at the influence that the Electoral College has, and you're looking at all of the counts, for instance, how they're counting to the 270, those numbers are determined, as most people probably don't know, by the census. The census determines the number of congressional delegates each state has. And that's why Philadelphia census is important. Missouri lost a congressional delegate in 2010. And so instead of having 11 electoral votes, we now have 10. So long story short, when you're seeing them count to the 270, what they're counting is not the popular vote, but the number of electors from each state.
Michelle, why not do it the old school way? Just, you know, do whatever million versus whatever million instead of the
electoral
college that we have. Thank you, Shane.
Yeah, that's a great question. When the idea for the electoral college in the first place came from the Philly Convention way back when in early American history, it was essentially a compromise between letting congressional members elect who is president, but allowing the people to elect who's president. So the Electoral College serves as almost an intermediary and a compromise between letting Congress and the people choose. The problem with allowing each vote be the count for president is that in cities and areas where you have higher populations, what candidates will do is then focus all of their efforts on those geographical areas. And so it forces presidential candidates and campaigns to appeal to a broad base of states. Whereas if it was just one vote, in each vote counting individually, you focus on California, you focus on New York, you focus on Florida, because the populations in those states are higher. So it forces candidates to basically go and court the vote of Americans from across the U.S. Whereas if you don't have the Electoral College, then the issue becomes candidates concentrating on the highest populated areas and cities of the U.S.
So when we come back, Michelle, we want to talk to you about this undercurrent of folks who are saying that we should do away with the Electoral College. We'll find out if that's even possible.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
724, highs in the mid-70s today. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're partly sunny in 52 in Swell Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity nasty Scorpio friends. Reality star Kris Jenner, mama to them Kardashian girls, is 65. Jerry Stenhouse, former professional basketball player.
Why do they have him on there? That boy even had to leave for like 20 years.
That makes him not a celebrity anymore?
I guess, man. Ask a millennial or ask a Gen Zer who Jerry Stackhouse is.
If they like the NBA, they should know. He's 46 and NFL star. Odell Beckham Jr. is 28 today.
Happy birthday to all my Scorpios born on November 5th.
Safari and Erica Mena have reportedly called it quits, child. Safari took to his Instagram post and shocked his fans with a caption that read, "Bachelor, ending 2020 right." Damn. He also tagged Divorce Court in the picture.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mingle.
Meanwhile, Erica seemingly responded on her social media by saying, "You can have whatever you want in your life, no limits, but there's one catch. You have to feel good. Scorpio season 2020 in motion."
Yeah.
Okay.
Then she added, "No cocky bleep. Ain't too many like me. No man could ever stop me.
You go, girl."
When it hit the socials, you know it's a problem.
Oh, God. So another social media relationship apparently broke up due to Lil Wayne endorsing Donald Trump. Well, they're saying that Denise Badul, the ex-girlfriend, the model, is not the one who broke up the relationship. They said Lil Wayne is the one who did the snip, snip. Damn. Snip, snip.
With his MAGA hat.
Oh, no.
You find another one.
You ever broke up with a girl?
We parted ways.
then that means you're still together with everybody. If you
no,
break
no,
up with them.
No, 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 no. That's the part of ways.
What do you say when you want to break up with a girl? Why are you laughing? You embarrassed?
Like you
gotta, just ghost them. That's you. You a ghoster.
You gotta be easy with it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do the old, you know, it ain't you, it's me.
Oh, that's
type
what I
deal.
Say. Yeah. That's my only line. I'm actually getting ready to go get some therapy. It's not you, it's me. That's what I tell them. You know, I got an appointment on Friday.
You have issues.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We are talking with Michelle Whatley, a political strategist and founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, and might I add, super bad dime piece.
You ain't lying.
Now that's how you start the morning grind, Shay. Compliments like that. That's how this grind gets started.
I don't know how super bad this electoral college conversation is, but I'm hoping that we can open up the eyes of some folks about how everything is interconnected in the political process. Now, on the last break, you explained that the electoral college is closely intertwined with the census. So there were so many folks in Kansas City that did not fill out their census. And so what that does is decreases the amount of electoral votes that we could have because the population is now not accurate. So
that's right. The population read is not accurate. It's smaller. And so smaller populations get fewer electoral votes. They also get fewer members of Congress. And we've lost members of Congress in Missouri because of census numbers. So it's important that we, you know, fill out the census and participate in those processes.
You also explained that how if we did do away with the Electoral College, that politicians would essentially just focus their efforts on the bigger cities because they have more possibility of receiving votes. Now, for others who feel like the Electoral College is antiquated, would there be a way to ever, as citizens, get it changed?
Yeah, I mean, there are paths to getting rid of the Electoral College, but with the current political makeup, it'd be very difficult. And while there have been efforts in the past, you have to have a plurality of votes to essentially create a constitutional amendment to change the Electoral College. And while there have been a number of theories and suggestions on how we could create different systems, none has risen to the level to provide a viable alternative to the Electoral College. And so, you know, there's always an argument, and especially in more recent years, that it should be changed because you've seen situations where a candidate will get the popular vote but not win the Electoral College. But over the entire span of American history and political history, 90% of the time, the Electoral College voted with the popular vote. It's only been in more recent years that you've seen the popular vote not match the Electoral College. And interestingly enough, it's been when Republican candidates have gotten into office. In 2000 with former President George Bush, and in 2016 with Donald Trump. And so there's an argument that while in recent years you've seen a candidate win the popular vote or not win the popular vote and still be elected by the Electoral College, it had only happened 3 times before that, and that was in the early 1800s. And so some would argue that the system works fine. It's only as of late that you've seen issues with it.
The United States is the only country to use this method of voting. Do they not see nothing wrong with this, or do they just want to keep the status quo?
That's a good question. We're the only country that uses a number of different systems, measurement systems and the like, that other countries don't use. But it's a very unique system, again, that was aiming to create a balance between members of Congress essentially having a greater hand in selecting our president and taking that choice from the people, but providing a mechanism in which all people are represented and their voices are heard. And it's hard to represent all people if it's based on the general population or getting the most votes, because we know there are not as many people in Missouri as there are in New York or Florida or California. And so California and states like that would essentially determine the presidential election every presidential year if we went strictly by popular vote. But there have been some other models, again, suggested that maybe electoral college votes are not winner-take-all, and that, for instance, if Biden wins Nevada, then all of Nevada's electoral votes would go to Biden's overall electoral vote count. Some have suggested that the electoral vote count be split based on the percentage a candidate wins the electoral college. So where Nevada sits right now, you've got close to 50-50 percentage rate for both candidates. Both candidates are within, I think, a percentage point or two of each other. If we went under the split system, then each candidate would then get two electoral college votes instead of all four going to one candidate. So there have been other suggestions, but I wouldn't say, in my opinion, that the electoral college system is without flaws. I think that we have to really think about the best way and come up with an alternative solution before abolishing the electoral college to ensure that every vote counts and that people's voices directly correlate to the decisions being made in government and politics.
What I'm gleaning from this conversation is that we need to educate ourselves more about the principles of this democracy that we are all a part of and have to understand thoroughly how one piece of it affects the other piece. So we're going to commit ourselves to making sure that we're breaking down this political process to our audience, so as they're making their voting choices, that they're more informed. So I want to partner with Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, and I know you do a lot of efforts to educate folk, and we want to be a part of that as well.
We're happy to be a part of that. I think education is a big part of ensuring that people's voices are heard. You know, there's a reason why slaves are not allowed to read, because if you have the knowledge and you have the information, then you may do things differently from what folks wanted us to do back in the day. And I think when we think about politics, I think about it in the same vein. It's complicated, and some people make it complicated so that you don't participate, so that you don't educate yourself, so that you stay out of it. And that's where we have to push back and do the work to become more educated and to better understand the process, because the process impacts you whether you choose to be engaged or not. If you didn't vote in this election, a president is going to be selected for you, and you will not have had a say in that. And when we look at everything going on with COVID and race and racism, our education system, there are so many things that impact us that politics and advocacy has a direct role in. And if you don't have a voice in that, trust, somebody else is making their voice heard. There are protesters making their voice heard right now about votes being counted and who should be president. So when you're not speaking up, someone ends up speaking up for you. And when you don't understand the process and the system, someone is working that system to work against you. So if for nothing else, that's why we have to educate ourselves and be involved.
Michelle, we know this is a very, very busy time for you, so we definitely appreciate your time that you're giving us this morning. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you all providing the platform and doing the work and helping people stay educated. So thank you for what you all do so early in the morning.
Oh, that was a dig right there. That's all right.
Have a good one, Michelle.
Yeah. All right, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Shouts out to friend of the show, KCK's own Lamont McIntyre. You remember him. He was wrongfully imprisoned for 23 years. He got out. He's been on the show a couple times, actually, Brian. He and his 18-year-old son voted together for the very first time in Arizona, where they now live.
I mean, he done moved away.
I really enjoyed having him in the studio when we could have live guests in studio, you know, before coronavirus. Mm-hmm. He would come in here sharp each trip.
Now, I loved him. He's a good guy.
With millions of votes still being counted in the presidential election, Joe Biden already has more than 72 million votes, the most in history. And he had a 2.4% lead in the popular vote over Trump, according to the AP's count. Biden delivered remarks on yesterday after speaking briefly the night before.
My friends, I'm confident we'll emerge victorious. But this will not be my victory alone or our victory alone. It'll be a victory for the American people, for our democracy, for America. To make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as enemies. We are not enemies. What brings us together as Americans is so much stronger than anything that can tear us apart. So let me be clear. We are campaigning as a Democrat, but I will govern as an American president.
I love that.
Well, it's refreshing, say for sure, because we ain't heard that in about 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I love it. I love the direction that he's going with it. We shall see what happens, Shay.
I would like to submit a ceasefire on all social media interactions.
Good luck.
That's part of the Get Back to America treaty that I am drafting right in this particular second. That's line item number one. Yeah. Stop interacting.
It's been real toxic.
Social media.
Yeah, this week has been one for the ages. You got ignorance on one way, and then you got the two smart people over here, and then you got the people who just ain't budging on what they don't want to budge on over here. It is just a gumbo pot of just toxic waste in social media. So I will willingly sign that for you if we can get that on and pop.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, highs in the mid-70s today. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're sunny at 53 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
You know I like Lamar Odom.
Mm-hmm.
We had him on the show about a year ago.
Couple years ago, give
you
or
think?
Take. Yeah.
Whenever the book was out, we talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he and his fiancee Sabrina Parr have apparently called off their engagement nearly 1 year after announcing their plans to tie the knot. So we had to have talked with him within a year because I remember talking about that.
What is going on, Shay? This is like the third breakup that you done talked about this morning. Something in the air? It's supposed to be cuffing season.
Well, you know, it's close to Christmas. That's when I usually get to snipping myself.
What you snipping?
The relationship, so I ain't got to buy no gifts. You know how many back-to-back holidays are in the wintertime?
Yeah, Christmas.
You gotta go
and your
sit
birthday
at Thanksgiving with the people house. You then gotta go Christmas. Then you gotta do something for Valentine's Day. Girl, bye. Well, anyway, Parr wrote on her Instagram page yesterday, y'all know I'm honest and transparent, so I have to be the first to let you guys know that I'm no longer engaged to Lamar. This has been a difficult decision for me to make, but it is the best for myself and my children. She says that he needs to go and get help that he desperately needs, that she can't be by his side anymore.
Oh, no.
I hope he's not back on that issue.
No. I hate that.
Me too. He's a really nice man.
Yeah.
So LeBron James is asking for information in the shooting death of his friend's sister. Mm. His friend is Brandon Weems, who is the director of scouting for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've been friends since they were kids. Apparently, his sister was killed this week, and authorities are saying that it was a homicide.
Mm.
So LeBron tweeted, my brother's sister was murdered this past weekend in her home. My city, I need y'all to go to work and find out who did this awful, shameful, disgusting thing to such a caring, loving angel.
Wow. That's tough.
Mm. And this woman ran a daycare center out of her house, which is so even more awful. Mm-mm-mm.
Golly. Come on, y'all.
Mm. So the Lions quarterback, Matthew Stafford, was put on the reserve COVID-19 list on Wednesday. However, his wife said on social media that he tested negative.
Damn. What is going on with him? This is like the second test results that have been messed up with him, specifically Matt Stafford.
His status is unknown for the game against the Vikings on Sunday. Of course, the reserve COVID list is for players who either tested positive or have been in close contact with an infected person.
Mm. There's been a lot of NFL players this week that's contracted COVID. Another thing is, too, they're doing same-day testing during the game. So we're going to hear a lot more test results, unfortunately, that are positive coming up on Mondays.
San Francisco 49ers put 4 players on the reserve COVID list on yesterday.
Mm.
Said they won't be playing in tonight's game against the Green Bay Packers. Okay, that's something I'm going to do tonight.
You got to get your football picks together.
You already know.
You already know.
Stop, Brian.
You did it, but you did not stop.
need to win that money. My football pool is like 1300 this week. I'm ready.
You go, girl.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Ray.
All right, let's see what you got.
We can talk, conversate about political subjects, whatever's thought. So I zoomed off, living by the, my phone rang. It was her in the shower. Said I couldn't do it without her, then I say,
if you wanna come over here,
what?
I'm only one call away. If you wanna come over here,
hell no.
I'm only one call away.
That wasn't quite Jason Weaver, no. But you know, that'll do. It's all right. It's early. We got you a $30 Kansas Lottery Robbery Riches Instant Ticket Prize Pack. Plus, you just qualified yourself to get $1,000 tomorrow with our 1K payday, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live, locally and lit?
Hey, man. Hot 103 Jam. Don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get it back.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.